This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Ash, we're building a dynasty. I mean, this thing, we're just going to make Almost Famous stretch across every single sector. We're going to do business. We're going to do The Bachelor, pop culture. And the reason I'm saying this is because we have a new project that we're super excited about.
We are. And just to say, just to talk about what you were just saying, I can't believe we're still on the top of the charts on iTunes. Like, if you go to the TV and entertainment section or whatever it's called, we are still on the top 10 all the time. And I'm mind boggled by that. But I'm so thankful for it in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
You know, Ashley, before I tell everybody here about our next project that I think is going to be really fun for both you and I was thinking the other day, I was looking at the charts. And this was probably 2-3 weeks ago. And I was like, you know, Ashley and I, we've worked really hard. iHeartRadio has been great to us. We've stayed consistently in the top 10 on listens. What exactly do we, like, what does that mean? Like, it doesn't like affect how we come into the studio every day anyways. Like, that really means nothing tangible to you or I, right?
It means money.
Okay. Well, that's
that's tangible.
Yeah, that's good enough. It means money. Speaking of money, we have a money project coming up. This is called Almost Famous In Depth. The reason that Ashley and I chose to do Almost Famous In Depth is because we think that the people that do the Bachelor franchise, both the men and women, really do risk a lot. We get to see their whole lives kind of play out for the 3 months the show airs, and then they disappear. We don't hear a lot about them. And then we don't get a lot of backstory after the show on where their life has taken them or what, you know, the show did for them personally. Almost Famous In Depth will be an in-depth dive into some of our favorite Bachelor contestants of all time. We're going to dig deep into their lives. We're going to go way beyond the show. The show's important. It's obviously going to be a storyline. It's a storyline in each one of our lives, but we're going to go way beyond it. We're going to talk about kids. We're going to talk about dreams for the future. We're going to talk about the pains and the regrets of life to date. And then we're going to celebrate them on some of their biggest life accomplishments. And this first episode, I'm telling you, lacks none of that. It has every single thing we'd ever want in an Almost Famous in-depth interview. Ashley, what did you think of our first guests?
They were a fantastic interview. And a lot of people wouldn't think of these two and then think, oh, they'd make a fantastic interview. They have a reputation in Bachelor Nation to maybe be the boring couple. That's what they've been labeled as recently. But we're going to prove that they are not boring at all. Can you guys guess who they are?
I can.
Okay, who is it, Ben?
Hey, we're going to talk to Ari and Lauren. Ari and Lauren have been shocking Bachelor Nation here with some recent updates. We're here to get the behind-the-scenes scoop of their life to date, and then also some of the biggest news to ever hit Bachelor Nation.
What's that? The baby!
The baby!
The baby, yep. It's a huge deal, and they actually announced it 2 days after our sit-down interview with them. We should have known Lauren wasn't drinking the champagne we had. Anyway, we sat down with them then, and then we had them back for a phone call. So don't worry. Not only will we have updates on their house, their wedding, we will also have a segment about their baby at the end of the show. So to preview a little bit of what we have coming for you next week, Lauren, Ari, are you out there?
We're here. We're excited to have Yeah.
Yeah, they're there and they are excited to talk to us, I hope. And I'm excited for you guys to get to know them better and get to know all the little things about what Lauren's craving, how she's going to alter the dress possibly for the baby, and of course, what their wedding is going to look like. Okay, you guys, let's get a little sneak peek. Lauren, I know you had a rough first trimester. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, the first trimester was really hard, but I'm finally feeling better. I've got my energy levels back, and I'm feeling like myself again.
Ari, Lauren, I know you just bought your new house, and you've kind of just settled it and designed it, and you're starting to enjoy it. But now you're going to have to add a new room, a nursery. Have you guys started on that project?
No.
Yeah, honestly, we haven't. You know, it's right now it's a dog room. No, we have to convert.
Did you say a dog room?
Yeah. We have a 4-bedroom house. So when we bought this house, we definitely, you know, planned for the future. So that is the one room that isn't finished, but we're going to dive into that pretty shortly here. So we're excited about that.
Cool. And you guys I heard you were using an app to figure out the possible name for your child. Can you tell me a little bit more about this and if we could expect a little Ari in the future?
Yeah, so no Ari or Ariel or Aria.
No plays on Ari. Okay.
Yeah, so we wouldn't do that to the little one, but yeah, Lauren, tell them about the app that you're using, because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm using this app. I think it's made by Baby Center, but it's like a baby name app. It's kind of like Tinder for baby names. So they'll just pop up a name with your last name, and you can swipe yes or no on it. So I think I have like 600 no names on there. So I spend a lot of time looking at baby names because I just want to get it nailed down, but we're still not quite there yet.
She's stuck on a few, but we haven't really come to agreement on it.
So if you have 600 no's, how many yeses do we have?
Oh, definitely probably, not anywhere close.
Probably 20.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably
okay.
20 yeses. Yeah, it's not too many.
All right. Well, guys, I have a ton more questions, and I know Ben has a ton more questions as well. We need to know what, you know, your cravings are. We need to know how you found out about this, and we need to know how you told your parents. So everybody's going to have to stay tuned for that. That's next week. And not only are we talking about baby stuff, that's just new news. We are also going to talk a lot about the wedding and what people don't know about your daily life, because everybody thinks, oh, Lauren and Ari, we know them from January. We know that whole switcheroo thing. When people think of you, they think of the switcheroo, but they don't think about you guys as people. So that's what we want to get Bachelor Nation to know more of. And that's what they're going to do next week on Almost Famous In Depth. Talk to you later, Lauren and Ari.
Bye.
I have been eating like crap, as probably most of you out there have been. So I'm going to make a promise to myself from now through Christmas, I'm going to eat cleaner, and I'm going to do so with the help of Blue Apron. Because after Thanksgiving, you've probably been craving even more home-cooked meals, but you're also probably hoping that those home-cooked meals don't have as much salt and fat and butter in them, and they're all portioned for you. So you don't have to like create a lot of waste. Blue Apron has not only portion meals, but they also are like they're in season, and they're farm fresh ingredients, and they give you step-by-step recipes, and it arrives to your door. For example, what I just got to our apartment was beef and broccoli and cumin spice sauce. I love anything with cumin. That's the way you say it, right? Cumin?
I think it's cumin.
Cumin? I love it, though. Anything with like an Indian spice. So beef and broccoli with a cumin spice sauce. It's delicious. And then I'm also going to make this smoky chicken and the sweet potato bake. And I mean, potato and bake, those are just two words that go together. All you have to do is go to blueapron.com/almostfamous, and you're going to get chef design recipes each week, and you can cook all these incredible meals in as little as 20 minutes. So you can get rid of that grocery list, and Blue Apron is going to do the meal prep for you. All you got to do is choose the recipes based on your schedule. They have a wide range of recipes bursting with flavor. Whether you're looking for a quick, easy meal or a full culinary experience, Blue Apron lets you choose from a whole range of recipe options. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free. When you go to blueapron.com/almostfamous, that is blueapron.com/almostfamous to get your first three meals for free. Why would you say no to free food? Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Why would you say no to the free food? And why would you say no to really good fashion? Ashley, you never say no to really good fashion. Our next guest definitely does not say no to really good fashion. And I, most of the time, need a lot of help with my fashion. And the people out there to help it are Movement Watches. You've heard us talk about it. With Christmas just around the corner, I'm trying to find the perfect gift for my friends and family. So I'm getting everyone Movement Watches. Movement is founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. So why should the holidays too? They have watches, glasses, and accessories. You'll be sure to find the perfect holiday gift this season. I wear my men's silver mist watch almost every day. It's water resistant, and you can pick your choice of band. Mine is leather, but you can also get silver link band. Movement watches start at just $95. You're looking at a $400 value. Let me repeat this. Movement watches start at just $95. That's a $400 value for the same quality from a traditional brand. And they have sold nearly 2 million watches in over 160 countries. I typically believe, you know, what the crowd is doing is usually the right thing. I don't know if that's actually true or not, but if 2 million people are buying these watches, I think I need to as well. If you need help giving the perfect gift this season, but don't know where to start, the guys over at Movement have your back. They did all the work this holiday season so you wouldn't have to by curating the favorite styles into awesome gift boxes and packages. Get 25% off today during Movement's Black Friday Cyber Monday sale with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/almostfamous. Movement's launching new styles on their site all the time. Check out their latest at movement.com. Go to MVMT.com/almostfamous. Join the movement.
Can I just say that Jared, of course, does ads for Movement, but the man cannot get enough. He loves them for real, even if he weren't paid to talk about them.
I saw him the other day when we were in LA. And I looked down his wrist. I think I commented. I was like, hey, nice Movement watch, because he had this real fancy looking watch on. I didn't know if you got it for him for a gift, but it makes sense because I'm sure Movement's supporting him as well.
Yeah, just well, good they good look like high good quality watches. Anyway, you guys, talking about time a ticking, we have...
No one listening knows why that's so funny Two minutes from now, and then they'll chuckle.
So I thought that was a good transition to pat myself on the back.
That was amazing. Nice job. Anyways.
We have somebody that was on Prince Lorenzo's season of The Bachelor here to give an exclusive. Sadie. Hello, Sadie. You're in the studio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
You got a sexy voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I looked in the studio today and I was like, holy cow. I was like, Ashley's not there. And typically I'm like, oh, I get to, you know, co-host this with a beautiful woman. But then I look in the studio today, I'm like, what? I'm a lucky guy. I don't know who
charmer.
You were or what you were doing there, but it was nice.
Just a little ray of sunshine in the studio.
Wait, let's give a little background. Sadie, how many years ago was it that you were on Prince Lorenzo Borghese's season, and why was he a prince?
I was on The Bachelor 100 years ago. No, it was 10, which still, it feels like 100. That was a while ago.
Wait, that's only 10 years ago?
Yes, 10 Whoa. Years. I know. He was a prince by nobility. So not royalty, but he had, his uncle, I guess, was the Pope or something. But all in all, it made for great TV.
I'm sorry, just flag on the play. His uncle was the Pope? No.
That's what I was told.
Where's Tori? Easton, can we Google
this? Look this up.
We'll look it up while you guys keep talking.
Okay.
So he was an Italian prince.
Yes.
Okay. And did you like him?
I think a lot of... I'm going to just say this. I liken it to... you guys know. It's like a group of hungry people and there's a cheeseburger in the middle. No matter what, you're going to want a bite. And then eventually you're going to like the taste. And I started to like him. I mean, how are you not going to have fun and fall in love when it's happening in Italy? There's wine.
Oh, crap.
It was in Italy.
They shot that in Italy?
This is what happened. So I was working at a PR firm. They contacted us about getting product over to the girls, right? And the season before was Dr. Travis Stork. That happened in Paris. So I was like, hey, yeah, where is this happening? Wait, what city is this happening in? The producer was like, oh, it's happening in Rome. So I was like, oh, do you need me to deliver all of these products to all these girls on TV? And by the way, can I be on this show? Because I was only 24 at the time. And I mean, a free trip to Italy sounded great.
Yeah.
So I've always heard rumors about this Lorenzo fella.
Wait, let me give a little background, Ben, really quick. He is the son of Prince Francesco Marco Luigi Costanzo Borghese and his American wife, Amanda Lee, daughter of Douglas Lee. Borghese's paternal grandmother was Princess Marcella Borghese, who founded the Borghese Cosmetics line in 1958. No connection to the Pope, Sadie, but it's all good. We'll forgive you.
It's sort of just what the producers told me.
Okay, Ben, you keep going.
We all come from the same place anyways, right? I mean, I'm sure there's some type of relation
there. Yeah, everybody just take 23andMe. We're all related.
All right. So this Lorenzo guy, he obviously had the name. He had the family recognition. Was he a good bachelor? I don't remember now. I know that the show had mixed feelings about him. I know there was some controversy around him. Can you kind of flash us back and recap that season a little bit?
Right. So do you remember Erica? She, I think, is the most memorable from that
season.
She
pretended to be a princess.
Yeah, she was great.
Is it because he was a prince?
Yeah. I mean, she was just trying to, you know, fit in, and that was amazing. And she was awesome TV.
Erica Rose.
I love that girl. But you know what? I feel like Lorenzo, he is a good guy through and through, but he wasn't a great bachelor.
Okay.
He wasn't into faking it for the cameras if he wasn't in the mood. You know, it's long hours, long days. He didn't like, you know, sitting in the chair and doing the ITMs, you know, and I mean, that was that. Good guy, but better in real life than on TV.
And he didn't end up with anybody, correct?
So we were actually the first couple that did the switcheroo.
How does anybody not talk about this?
I don't know.
What?
So I was the runner up.
Yeah.
Right? And honestly, you guys, I swear to you, I thought I was getting picked. Like, I couldn't have been more confident. I wore a white dress at the final rose ceremony. Like, I was like, yeah, this is happening. I can't wait. I went in and he said he wasn't picking me. And okay. I was honestly in shock. And I was just like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm sure you'll be happy with whoever, you know.
So Sadie was the runner-up for people getting confused. She was the number two.
Number two girl. And I looked at him I was so confused because I really did think that we were going to hang out after the show and all that jazz. And then he said, I'll explain later. Okay. And so I left. I was so confused. And he ended up texting me later and he was like, you know, I really wanted to pick you, but I was just so confused, blah, 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 blah. So I'm texting with him while he's doing GMA the next day. And he picked Jen, and that's great. But it was really confusing afterward because it was so new and I didn't know what was real and what wasn't. And anyways, we ended up dating afterward. And it was in Us Weekly, but
he break up with Jen?
I think maybe a month in.
Oh, okay.
And then we started hanging out. But I feel like now that would have been a bigger deal. And back then it just wasn't.
Jen?
Jen was a teacher. Really cute blonde.
Do you know her last name?
I think it was Wilson.
I'll Google it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sadie, you were also the first virgin.
Yes.
The first out virgin on the Bachelor franchise. You kind of paved the road for me, Becca, and Colton. And I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I remember
the producers alluding to you saying that there had been some girl, but it would had been quite some time since. How was that a big deal on that season? Was that a focal point of your storyline?
It was huge. It was my only storyline. Like, people didn't realize that I had a personality. They were just like, I remember reading later, people were using my episode every time I was on like the TV. It was like, oh, let's do the drinking game. Every time she says she's saving herself for marriage, we're going to take a shot. I was wow. Yeah, that was a huge part of my story. I mean, that's what I was. It was weird. It was honestly weird. It was great. I'm glad, you know, it happened, but it wasn't all of who I am, obviously.
Not at all. real quick, this, Ashley, as I'm listening to this, this has to be the best season of all time.
Sounds like a good one.
It sounds like a terrific season.
Like one I should go back and watch on Amazon.
Yeah, we have the runner-up who's a virgin. Big storyline. You started the path for many following you. And then you do the switcheroo at the end. What else could they want in this? And he's a prince or a fake prince or whatever we just figured out there. This is massive. And some girl pretended to be a princess for television?
It was a glorious time. I don't feel like we got the spotlight.
It was in Italy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fantastic.
It was fun. It was a good time, Ben.
Yeah. I was let's see, 28. I was graduating high school, so.
So what happened
That's
in the
actually
fantasy
nothing.
You're so cruel.
Suite?
That's cruel.
What did you do in the fantasy suite with Prince Lorenzo?
We did some stuff.
Like laying down. I call it laying down kissing. Laying down kissing.
Yeah, we did laying down kissing. We did hot tub time. We had a lot of champagne. We honestly, though, I remember being so paranoid in the room, being like, there's cameras everywhere. I know it. Check the room. Check the corners. Check everything.
Like you thought they were
hidden. Fully. Because they wanted to stay in there for as long as possible. And then when they left, I was like, I know they're listening. Like, you get so paranoid. Really? You get so paranoid.
So were you heartbroken when he didn't pick you?
I wasn't heartbroken. I was more just like, why? Like, not that I think I'm like the greatest thing, but I was like, we had fun. It was great. Why? Why?
He did pick a girl named Jennifer Wilson.
Oh my gosh. Look at the memory. That's great.
All right. That's pretty major that you couldn't remember her name. But.
So I hate being asked this question, but you did drop the line. So I kind of have to ask. You said you're saving yourself for marriage. You're now 34. Did you continue to go on that plan?
So I'm actually 35, and you know what? Breaking news, guys. I am not a virgin. Yeah, I just... Yeah. I'm going to go on record
here. It
feels
weird to applaud that or to say congratulations.
Thank
it all
you.
Feels weird, but whatever's right for you.
You know, finally came around, realized that wasn't the right decision.
Who
for
was
me.
He? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so even though you have gotten it down in the bedroom now, you still haven't found someone to inseminate you.
Wow, Ashley.
That's
an amazing
right
question.
Now.
That is a fantastic question, Ashley.
Yeah. Because I know where
Sadie,
we're headed.
Have you not
because
been
this
inseminated?
Is your announcement.
Oh my God. So I haven't. I mean, I don't know if you... I want, obviously, a family one day. I mean, I don't think we go on these shows just, you know, to... I don't know. I mean, I went on the show just to have a good time, of course. But I really, at the end of the day, do want to find my person and have a family and be a mom. And I'm so excited. And honestly, I just got out of, not just, but I was in a relationship last year. Okay. And we'd been dating a year. I honestly, at this point, like, I'm not playing around. Like, you're in or out. And after our 1 year anniversary, he kind of dropped a bomb on me that I wasn't expecting. He told me he wasn't looking actually to get married for another 5 years.
What?
So 34 at that point, I was like, wow, that doesn't go in line with what I want. So, and I can't have this happen again. You know, I can't be in another relationship and I don't have that kind of time. Like, I've always been the kind of person where I don't want to necessarily keep up with people. Like, there's no race on in life and you don't need to do what everyone else is doing. But the biological clock is so real. And it hit me in that moment. I was like, I need to take this into my own hands. I'm going to freeze my eggs.
Mm-hmm. I was going to do it for my 30th birthday.
But you should.
Jared, no.
Oh.
Well, I was planning on it. I turned 30 in March. And
when's your birthday?
She found
March
somebody
6th?
That inseminated her.
I'm March 4th.
Oh,
you
no
found
way.
You found the insemination guy.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So I didn't have to, which is really nice. It saved a lot of money there. But if he hadn't come into the picture at that time, I definitely would have. So do you want to explain how the process was and
how you decided to do it? Like, was that a hard decision, easy decision?
So I met with a doctor who I saw on Real Housewives of Orange County. I was like, yeah, he's the best. I'm going to go to him. So I went, I was like, hey, can I get a meeting with Dr. Potter? I want to talk to him about this. I met with him with my mom. She was there for moral support. And he was like, you are just here in the nick of time at 34, because I guess at 35, that's when the whole thing goes downhill. And
isn't it called a geriatric pregnancy?
Yeah, it's called.
Isn't that crazy?
Pregnancy. Now, let me tell you. Let me
craziness.
One time on Bachelor in Paradise 2, I said that Claire's eggs were old. And I didn't mean that. But I did mean that it's called a geriatric pregnancy at 35. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's science.
They're old eggs. I mean, it's like when you're at the grocery store, you look at the expiration date when you're buying eggs. Like, same deal with your body. You want to keep them fresh. You want to get pregnant at the freshest point. Going back though, I met with the doctor and I was just like, I have to do this. Like, time is of the essence. So for the next, I actually like had it scheduled, then put it off. I got cold feet and then finally made the decision and had the surgery a couple weeks ago. And the process, I feel like a lot of women, I mean, I was looking online for just any sort of community to like understand, like, how do you feel when you put your, you know, the shots in and what are you going to go crazy? Like, I don't know. There's so many hormones going through your body. It's like, how do you feel on day 7? Do you feel like this on day 10? Like, no one is even talking about it either. Like, everybody kind of makes it like you're about to go grab a coffee and freeze your eggs. Like, it's not like that. It's hard.
Oh, no, why I was dreading it, because you're supposed to like bloat so much and then you're supposed to be so emotional.
Ashley,
I remember Caitlin telling me, because Caitlin froze her eggs 2 years ago through Whitney Bischoff.
Yes, yes. I remember seeing that. And it's just, but I feel like too, we can handle it. I mean, we're strong women, and anything for the sake of preserving your future family. I mean, I'll do, when I have a family, I mean, there's nothing I won't do for them. So it's like, why not just start now? And I could handle 6 weeks of feeling weird or 4 weeks of being whatever. But it was mostly the last week where I have photos on my phone. I sent them to all my friends, and I'm on a group chat with my sisters, and they're like, wow, you look knocked up. I'm like, I do.
How bad was it?
It was bad. I couldn't zip my jeans. I couldn't button them. I had to I just had to embrace the fact that I needed to wear Lululemons for 3 weeks.
But how was how did the peace of mind feel that you'll be all set to go no matter how old you are when you decide that it's time to have a baby?
I might Janet Jackson this and just have a kid at 45.
So that's an interesting question. We might need a doctor, but maybe you can answer.
Yeah.
So now what? Can those be implanted until what age?
I think 10 years. 10 years, really. That's what you want. I mean, for me, hopefully it'll be within the next 5. And if anything, my doctor said this could be a great second kid. I might be fine. I might be the love of my life walking out of the studio today and be like, oh, okay, hi. And then I'm pregnant and I'm great and good to go. But let's say it's going to be a little bit harder. You know, I mean, Ari was talking about that, you know, with Lauren, some of their friends have dealt with infertility. We're all in our, you know, we're young feeling, but it's we're not actually young when it comes to fertility.
It's just so weird how
it is.
We were just, you know, when cavemen were born, they just had babies when they were, you know,
they were
14.
11. Yeah.
They died when they were 30.
Yes. That's true. I mean, you guys fill me in here, Ashley and Sadie. I know over the last, really since I was on The Bachelor, I've been hearing more and more about the process of freezing your eggs.
Yeah.
Is this a new development? And why is this now such a kind of a hot topic for women to discuss?
You know what I think really shed a lot of light on it? It was when companies like Google and Uber came out and said, you know, we'll cover this because we want, you know, we want to value fertility in women.
Oh, you
and
mean they help
pay for
their
it.
Employees.
My best friend works for Live Nation, and they're paying for her to do it. And it's so crazy, but it's so great. It's obviously to prolong women's work life, as you know, so that they don't stop and take breaks, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that, and I think that for me, I mean, work, I love what I do. It's so much fun. And I can't stop, won't stop. It's so much fun. So I go on TV and I talk about the fashion, beauty, and lifestyle products and gift guides for people. And it's so much fun. I'm all about good deals and shopping. And I love it. And I travel a lot. And I'm not going to stop doing what I love to do. But I also, you know, I want to have a kid someday. And it's also, I got to be really honest, dating too, it takes the pressure off of, now I'm when I go out, I'm meeting people. I don't have to do the timeline in my head that I think a lot of us women do. If this works out, then I'll do this and that. I mean, it puts a lot of unnecessary pressure on a new relationship.
Totally does.
Yeah, and it's such a, I mean, just talking about it in general. I mean, I know for me, you know, as I don't know why, but really for the last 10 years of my life, I've felt the kind of the anxiety or the burden of, you know, trying to find a partner. I know that I want to find a partner. And so it feels like a pressure, no matter if I want it to be or not, it feels like pressure. And I don't know if it's gotten better or worse as times continued. It just still felt like it. And I mean, in the spirit of transparency, I'm sure if I, you know, got into my late 30s, early 40s, I hadn't found a partner, I would feel that pressure. And then also the woman that I'm probably going to be dating is going to be in the mid 30s. And I don't want her to have to kind of feel that pressure too, because then I just feel like the dating process would kind of have this burden over on, okay, we're going to meet, we're going to have babies as soon as possible.
Well, yeah.
But with this process, you kind of relieve that.
Mm-hmm. Fully. It's been amazing. And I mean, I'm only, you know, a couple weeks out, and the sense of relief and just I feel so empowered too. Mm. I mean, I'm just yeah.
How expensive is it? Sorry to just be blunt, but how expensive is it for people listening?
Mine was $12,000.
$12,000. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Not cheap.
Yeah, no.
I know, and I don't think I'm outing her. Vanessa Grimaldi has mentioned on her podcast that she thinks about it too.
I mean, yeah, I think I started thinking about it when
Oh my God, that brought me back. What? Vanessa told me at Carly and Evan's wedding, we were talking about this. And I was like, I might freeze my egg. She's like, I might too. And I was like, but you're engaged. She goes, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know. Ooh. Speaking from someone who has broken off an engagement, you never know.
Yeah, same here.
Sadie was engaged,
power to the
too.
People.
All y'all.
Broken engagement.
Let's
join the club. Hey, Sadie, I hate to do this. I have a massive question. One that I think is going to shock the world here.
Oh, my God.
To ask you. It's going to put you on the spot. But before we do that, we need to take a quick break. And Ashley needs to tell us all about Quip.
God, that's a good tease, Ben. Wow. We were really impressed. Very well done.
Did
you get a little nervous?
My asshole puckered to touch.
Hey, well, the opposite end of your butt.
The opposite end, your mouth.
It's your mouth. Ashley, tell us how we can clean our mouth.
Well, Ben, Jared and I are prepping for our first Christmas card. And when we get our smiles, we got to get our smiles right, right? So we have prepped with Quip. Quip is an electric toothbrush with sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough for your sensitive gums, and it has a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Quip keeps you away from the dentist, you know, but still go every 6 months for your cleaning. They also send you brush heads every 3 months for just $5, and you can even get prepaid refills for a year just to make sure that you're never using old, worn out, or ineffective bristles. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Quip is just like the big ticket tech gift that you need as a stocking stuffer. And it's a stocking stuffer price. It's just $25. And if you go to getquip.com, that is GETQUIP.com/famous right now, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But don't tell that to your giftie, okay? Because that's just too much of a deal. Again, that is your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/famous. And if you need more holiday ideas, I can tell you somewhere else to get a massive bargain. It's ThredUp. You guys have heard me talk about ThredUp because you get really high name brand outfits at very low prices. If you haven't checked them out yet, I don't know what you've been waiting for, because I've been talking to you about it and I've been telling you how awesome it is. ThredUp is the world's largest online consignment and thrift store with up to 90% off the estimated retail price. 90%, not 9, not 19, 90% off. They have a huge selection from over 35,000 brands like Madewell, Banana Republic, BCBG, Steve Madden, Kate Spade, Lululemon, you know, just in case if you're getting your eggs frozen and you need some Lululemons, you can just go to ThredUp and basically pay like 1/5 of the price. Jared and I were just looking at our calendar, and we have a ton of Christmas parties coming up. So I needed to go and order a ton of new dresses because, you know, I can't outfit repeat. And thanks to ThredUp, I don't have to outfit repeat because everything is so affordable. I searched my favorite brands, and I immediately found this adorable Calvin Klein dress, and it was only $51. The estimated retail of this was $190, and it looks brand new. So if you love to shop like I do and you want to check out all these deals, go to ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous30. That is ThredUp, ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous30. There's no A in the ThredUp part. And it's ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous30 for an extra 30% off today. You guys, I told you it's like 90% off the regular retail prices. Well, you're going to get an extra 30% off when you go to ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous30.
Sadie.
Yes. Oh, hi.
Are you ready? You know, Bachelor Nation is, especially the people that participate on the show, it's a one big family.
Oh, wow.
Oftentimes ancestral. We oftentimes meet each other through different avenues. As I was doing my research prepping for you today, I saw a rumor about you and Nick Vile.
What?
Have you ever kissed Nick Vile?
Don't lie.
She has.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, that's our scoop.
I was there to witness that. In fact, what? I think I caused it.
There were a ton of people.
No, 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 no. This was the VMAs, and I came with Nick.
Yeah,
and
I remember
you.
We picked. Oh, okay. So I had just broken up with a boyfriend.
What year was this?
3 years ago. Yeah. And Amy was like, Sadie, let's do the VMAs. It's going to be so much fun. And Becca was there.
Oh, yeah. We did go to that hot after party with Selena and Taylor.
Oh, well, that's great. Yes. But also, the one thing I remember is that In-N-Out catered.
Yes, there was an In-N-Out at the after party. It was the Republic after party, and they had the In-N-Out truck. And it was the night we introduced, Tanya introduced Selena and Charlie Puth.
Yes.
Holy moly.
It was so much fun. It was a great night. Really fun.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was fine.
I actually wanted to go home.
Oh, wow.
Okay, okay. I'm glad In-N-Out catered.
Amy and I had different nights.
With some great people.
Yeah.
But the moral, the base of this story is that you've kissed Nick. He's not going to like this, though.
No, he's not.
He doesn't care.
And I remember Us Weekly found out about it.
That's where I found it.
Weekly seems to find out so much about you, Sadie.
I'm a hot topic. I'm just kidding.
Talk about staying relevant.
I'm just kidding. So what? Yeah, we did.
No shame in this.
Yeah.
You're two single people. You went to the VMAs. You ate some In-N-Out. It's a hot evening. You're both looking great, but you kissed.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well,
like Nick. Nick's a good looking guy. You're a good looking
guy.
Girl.
Good.
We're proud of you.
Nice guy. Was really rooting for him on Dancing with the Stars, though. I mean, I don't know what happened. Remember that?
He was way better than the judges ever made him seem.
I know. And I remember that was something we talked about that night. He wasn't sure if he was going to be. It was before he was asked to be the Bachelor. It was like the year before. Because remember, it happened like a couple years later. And he was like, yeah, I would really like to do Dancing with the Stars, though. I'm like, you should do that. That'd be great. And then when he finally got on it, I texted him. I was like, congratulations. You finally made it on Dancing with the Stars. And he wrote me back, who is this?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Nick. Save the number in the phone.
Share a magical evening.
What did you respond to that? What do you respond to that? Nothing? Or do you write, it's me, Sadie?
Yeah, I was like, cool. That's what I wrote. I was like, cool. And I just let that hang for about a minute. But then I was like, no, I should say. It's Sadie. And he was like, oh, hey, thanks.
Sadie, I think everybody out there listening, we try to be fairly nice to our guests. But when we don't like our guests, we're not that kind.
Cool.
You have been maybe one, like my top three favorite guests of all times. You just have this way about you that you're easy to talk to. I want to keep you on the podcast the rest of the time. But I know that you have a busy schedule.
Ben, if you want to keep her, she can break down Colton's promo with you.
Hold on.
If you want to.
Okay.
I want to know something, though. Who are the other two people I need to beat out to be number one? Because
I
said
top three. I didn't see where you stood in the top three.
He doesn't rank the top three. He just put you in it.
I know, but you guys, you know.
Who else is up there, Ben?
Yeah, I
want to
know.
Who else?
Who else? Who have been your top?
You know, I think when Nick comes in a good spirit, he's ready to talk,
Nick
is fantastic.
A great podcaster.
Yeah,
he's a great podcast, but he has to be in the right mood. When he's in the right mood, he really does well.
He has to be a combination of nice and caustic at the same time.
And probably not hungry.
And not in the, yeah.
He gets cranky.
The other one, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but you knew I was a huge fan of Becca back in the day. When she was the Bachelorette, and when Becca came in after her show, I remember having that episode and I thought it was just fantastic. She was clearly spoken. She shared as much as possible. And so I'd say the three of you,
I remember in Vegas, you really had a thing for Becca.
I did. Yeah, I sort did.
How could you not? She's the cutest thing on
totally
earth.
I sort of hoped things wouldn't work out for her so that you could have her, but I don't think that's
I'm glad. Happen. No, I'm really happy for you. But yeah, I didn't hide the fact that I had a crush on Becca.
Yeah, I know.
No. Yeah, I thought she was great. I mean, but who isn't happy for that girl? Look at the two of them. I mean, they're just smiling and giddy. And Garrett's a great dude. So anyways, you three are my favorite. So far, you're up there. We have a lot of good guests. I mean, I think every episode we walk away by being like, that was an awesome episode. But Sadie, you shine, kid.
Oh,
you shine.
Oh, thanks, kiddo.
Yeah.
Well done.
Hey, Sadie, if you have some time, I would love Ashley and I both. We're texting on the side here as you're talking. Totally behind your back. We would love to offer you the opportunity to stay with us to break down. We have some huge Bachelor news. We had Colton's first promo of the season come out. If you haven't seen it, no big deal, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Vanessa and Peter Cross. That could be a couple. We're going to talk about that. We're going to bring Vanessa on to answer it. Tia Booth has a new boyfriend. Jordan Rogers, or Zane Rogers. We're going to talk about all this. Would you stay on a talk with us?
I will accept.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Ben, before we talk about big Bachelor news, a lot has developed in the past week. I need to know how much beauty advice your mom takes from me without you letting me in on it.
Well, so Ashley, this is what I find out over the holidays. So my family is very supportive of me, like my cousins. I have a cousin, Olivia, and Beck, I'm going to say their names because they're going to be absolutely thrilled. My Aunt Cindy and my mother and my dad, all these people, you know, are very supportive of this podcast and they listen to it. Well, they're just huge fans of you. What I noticed over the holidays is they look at you as this like kind of massive celebrity and they want to get the inside scoop of what you're doing. No, listen, this is true. So don't tell me it's not true. Well, I'm at home last week for the holidays and my mom is laying on the living room floor. I'm doing some work at the kitchen table. I look over and she has the mask on that you have, you know, made popular on your Instagram stories. I said, Mom, what are you doing? And her response to me is something along the lines of, well, Ashley Iaconetti does it. And I realized at that point that my mom is absolutely gorgeous. She takes really good care of herself, but she's following you for her beauty advice, which carries a little bit of weight, Ashley.
I mean, I just can't believe this because I didn't even post on it. Jared did it. I'm looking it up right now on Amazon. It's an LED, like, collagen building light. Yeah, collagen light mask. And I got it from, it's called Dermashine Pro 7 Color LED Face Mask. So I've been using this thing called Light Stem for a while, but the Light Stem doesn't cover my whole face. It takes me like an hour to do my entire face with this Light Stem. So I've moved on to Dermashine LED face mask.
But Ashley, how crazy is it that my family literally looks at as such a figure that they're like, I need to follow Ashley's advice.
That's so crazy. But like the thought that your mom saw on Jared's Insta story that I use an LED mask and then without even asking you or me for like what exactly it is, she must have gone on Amazon, typed it in, and then she ordered it. So like she saw it and then she went through the action of ordering it and then has been using it. And that is like too cool for me. Your mom did that. It's not even like your sister. Like that feels so cool.
Yeah, it's funny in this world. I met Colton's parents, a couple months ago, and I was more nervous to meet Colton's parents than I was Colton. It's like they're bigger. They like carry more weight than anybody else. Ashley, I know that you have a couple other things that you really believe in when it comes to your skin. If it with the weight of the world on your shoulders and knowing that my mother, the woman that birthed me, is listening to this, make sure you mean what you say when you tell the world about Hers Inc.
Okay, yeah. So Hers Inc. is one of the coolest things I've ever heard of. One of the biggest lies about growing up is that adults, that you grow out of acne, really. Or that like once you get into your 20s or 30s, you won't break out. Well, that definitely isn't true. You can tell that to the huge pimple on my chin. I remember being a kid and people were, and I'd be like, okay, well, when I'm older, I'm going to have perfect skin. Well, I still don't, and I'm still very medicated for it, and I have quite a process, but Hers Inc. helps in this process. There's blemishes we deal with, sun damage, spots, wrinkles, enlarged pores, all that stuff, but Hers is finally here to bring you these science-based prescription skincare products that fight for the core root of your skin needs. It's super convenient. It's at low prices that won't break the bank. I'm like on a ton of prescriptions for my skin. And people, when they ask advice, they're like, well, what's your advice? And I'm like, honestly, it's just prescriptions. Because if it's not prescription skincare, then you're just applying marketing to your face. You know, you're believing what's ever on the cover of the bottle. Hers is a new women's wellness brand delivering prescription skincare products customized to you, straight to your door.
you don't need to take time out of your day for another in-person doctor's appointment or a long pharmacy line, because ForHers.com, that is ForHers.com, connects you online with licensed doctors who can prescribe you the proper prescription products customized for you, delivered straight to your door. So basically, you don't have to like make an appointment at a dermatologist who's going to like make you wait for weeks and then charge you a lot, because you can go to ForHers.com, and our listeners are going to get a trial month of customized acne kits from Hers for $20 off right now while supplies last. You got to see this full website for details, but the cost, if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy, it would cost hundreds. But now you can go to ForHers.com/AlmostFamous20. That is ForHers.com/AlmostFamous20. It's like the most customizable skincare you could possibly get. And if you're suffering from acne out there or like discoloration, definitely sign up at ForHers.com/AlmostFamous20 and let us know how you like it. This is something I'm really, really curious about getting your feedback for.
Yeah, we'll bring my mom on because I'm sure she's going to buy it, probably for herself for Christmas. We'll bring it on to talk about it. Sadie's still here. Ashley's here. I'm here. We're going to take our special guest, one with she's in the tabloids a little bit here, but she's also a part of the iHeart family. Vanessa, are you out there?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Vanessa,
yeah.
You've been in the tabloids a little bit recently. You do have a podcast with iHeart as well called Help I Suck at Dating. You co-host with Dean and Jared.
Yes, I do.
We're going to talk about that podcast, but before we do, when Ashley and I were preparing for this week, we saw that there's little rumors about you and Peter Kay from Rachel's season maybe having a little fling. Will you tell us about it?
Well, I don't know if this is going to disappoint people or if it's going to make people happy.
Okay, so, well, let's try to do both.
I mean, there's not much to tell. I guess that's the only thing I could really say. He was in Seattle. There's definitely no fling happening between us.
Tell us how the rumor emerged then.
Well, I think it's because Peter posted a picture of us, and he's, first of all, a really good artist, and he was in Seattle and had, like, an extra night to, like, hang, and so he had, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, you can join us for paint night. That's where Taylor from Nick's season, we were hanging out. I was in Seattle with Taylor, and we had an event at a paint night thing, and so he joined us. And I'm like, oh, he's not going to be that great at painting. Like, what guy? This is so stereotypical. But I'm like, oh, I'm probably a lot better than he is. And he's just like an amazing artist. So when we were taking our picture together, I wanted to hide his painting because it just made my painting look like a kindergarten artwork. And I guess that picture looked flirtatious, and people may have misinterpreted it as being flirtatious, but definitely not dating. So I guess that could disappoint a few people, because I think there was a few people rooting us on. And that can also make a lot of single women very happy, because that means he's still very much available.
That's really sweet. Well, I mean, in the spirit of transparency, Sadie had kind of opened up and told us about maybe a fling that she had before. Did you kiss Peter?
No. Who's Sadie?
Sadie's our guest today. No,
sorry?
Sadie did not kiss Peter.
No. Did Vanessa kiss Peter?
This is how rumors get started. I just can't handle you, Ben.
Your ex-fiance kissed the other woman on the line.
Way before they met. Before
you, Vanessa. Don't worry. We're
Wait,
on the
I'm
same
very
team.
Confused. Sadie kissed Nick?
Yes, but way before he ever knew you.
Yeah.
Oh. Girl, I mean, get it if that's what you want.
You know what, Vanessa? I don't want it. I don't.
This is fantastic. See, it's all intermingled here. We're bringing the family together on this podcast. There's a lot of lines being drawn.
I actually was thinking that Sadie might come on Vanessa's podcast because Vanessa, Sadie just revealed to us that she froze her eggs.
Girl, wait, when did you do this?
I know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago so, today.
Are you still in the process? How long no. is the process?
So the process, so I started the whole thing back in October, mid-October, and it was about 3 weeks of the injections, the whole nine yards, and then mm-hmm. they did the retrieval, and then there was a week after that where you're just in recovery mode, where you're literally like hunched over because, I mean, ooh. Yeah, but it is, I want to keep it really real. Like, it's not an mm-hmm. enjoyable process by any means, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, I would love to have you on our podcast so I can get into details about that, because I know a lot of people have been asking me too, because I opened up about how I'm 31 and yeah. still very much single. So in case anyone was wondering, no, I'm not dating Peter, did not have a fling or do not have a fling, and I'm still very much available.
Well, Vanessa, we appreciate your transparency. Yeah, Sadie, you should go on their podcast. Vanessa hosts an awesome podcast for iHeartRadio. It is called Help I Suck at Dating with Dean and Jared. Vanessa, this week is a big week. You're getting very open and you're talking about sex with Dean, right?
Yeah.
Wait, like not having sex with Dean?
No.
He's a co-host, not sex with Dean. I'm
Everybody's having so much sex with each other.
Vanessa, if you're gonna, if you and your co-host are gonna discuss the topic of sex, why should the listeners tune in?
I think it's Dean and I keep it real. We talk about it's not just sex related. I think we also talk about reasons why we think Dean has like this tendency to self-deprecate and mention reasons why like people shouldn't be dating him, and if they do date him, that means they must really like him. And so I want to be able, in this episode, I talk about reasons why I think I'd be a great partner, and I try to help Dean out to figure out reasons why he would be a great partner. So it's a lot of self-reflection. It's not only sex talk, but of course there is that topic of things that we may want or may not want in bed. So we keep it real, and I hope people tune in.
How did you make this podcast PG-13? Because we don't get R here on iHeart.
We managed. I think they may have blurred out some things.
them go PG-16.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Is there laying down kissing talk?
Like physically in the studio? No.
I'm downloading now. I'm actually, I will hold up my phone. The episode is downloading onto my phone. I'm going to listen to this because I know I have a lot to learn from you.
Yes, actually, it's quite a popular episode. We have had record number of downloads already. I think sex really gets the people to click, click.
Well, actually, speaking of that, we have email here. We have an email from Danielle about Ben when he taught the sex ed class. She says, I was listening to the latest episode of the podcast when Ashley told us that she became a fangirl of Ben after his sex ed class episode. Me too. It was just so sweet and delicate, but to the point. My sister recently told me that she was ready to talk to my nieces about everything, but she didn't know where to start. I immediately told her that she should start by watching a clip of Ben Higgins' sex ed class. But I was so let down because I couldn't find a clip of it anywhere. Do you guys know where I can get a hold of that episode or that clip? Yes, you can go to watch it on iTunes. If you go click on Caitlin's season, and you can go and watch it on Amazon. They also have Caitlin's
ben,
season.
Ben, can you refresh our memory? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When two people meet and they fall in love or they want to share an intimate moment, there's obviously a process to connect physically, not only just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. But the physical intimacy is always a key point to any relationship. After the act of sex or intercourse is completed, there is a process to what we talked about with Ari and Lauren on when the egg meets the ovary.
Oh, correct. Yes.
Sperm meets the egg.
The egg doesn't meet the ovary.
No, sperm meets the egg.
I mean, the egg does meet the ovary, but we need
I don't know if Ben is a good teacher.
We need the insemination man to come in to this.
Wait,
no pun intended.
Do you guys know how like a baby boy or a baby girl is conceived?
Well, my mom told me
penis
that
enters the vulva. Oh,
I thought really? So, but then Ben started talking and now I'm totally confused.
It's quite interesting.
It's the ovary.
What? How does this work, Vanessa? Explain
it. Okay, let me give you a little rundown, and then I gotta go. But
you start making out lying down.
You start making out lying down, mm-hmm. get in the position that you like, and then what happens is when a woman ovulates. So there's a female carrying sperm and a male carrying sperm, okay? Mm-hmm. The male is like, I'm going to go. He's super competitive, and he swims up quicker, but he dies quicker. The female's like, nah, girl, I'm going to take my time. And she, like, swims there slowly, but she lasts longer. So if the woman is ovulating and an egg drops and the male sperm gets there quicker, you're going to have a baby boy. So then if you know, you do your thing and then the female gets there later and then you ovulate, then you're going to have a baby girl.
So basically, if you want to have a girl, you're supposed to have sex like a day before you ovulate.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll remember that for the future. Anyway, you guys, I usually love getting off topic, but we have a couple very important things to talk about, including the new Bachelor promo in which Colton dives.
Vanessa, you can hang up on us if you need to.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Goodbye.
See you, Vanessa.
I love you.
So, you guys, Colton jumps over a fence in the new promo, which is basically the most buzzworthy thing came out of this promo. It was so incredible. Basically, it's a lead up of, like, you know, Colton's tears and women's tears. And all of a sudden, it ends with him jumping over a very tall picket
fence. Like a Spider-Man? Would you call him Spider-Man? Or like a pole vaulter?
Ben, you've seen it?
Oh, I've watched it many times. I've dissected this thing. This is my takeaways. I have the top three takeaways here. One is Colton's tears. They're the most vicious tears I've ever seen from a bachelor. You can see the pain and the hurt in his eyes.
Yeah.
He is bawling. I mean, when we talked about last week that Colton was going to be a bachelor that's transparent and that grows in front of us, those tears are what we were talking about. He was feeling something there. The next piece here is Colton showed off his NFL ability. I mean, the dude jumped. That fence was 3 foot higher, taller than him. He jumps and leaps it. And you just see Chris Harrison yelling, Colton. Because here's the reason why Chris isn't chasing him. Because Chris knows that he could never jump.
There's no shot
he's getting over that fence. The next is for everything. Ashley, we talked about it last week. This season, I think, is going to be one of the most raw, real seasons because I do think Colton felt everything. He went into this as, just for lack of a better term, as a boy. And we all knew this, and most of the fans knew this. We were going to watch him become a man or not through this season. Like, this was going to happen. It was going to be forced upon him to have to step up his man card a little bit. This promo was intense.
It was. And he did something that all of us have wanted to do, basically. He was like, nope, I'm over it. Jumping out of the bubble.
Do you think he actually did? I mean, Sadie and Ashley, do you think this promo was teasing something that really happened? Do you think he walked off the season?
Do you know how disappointed I'm going to be if I don't know what happened on the other side of that fence?
What if it's one of those things that, like, is never included in the season, but is just perfect in the promo?
That'll kill me.
He probably threw something over the fence and, like, went to go get it, you know?
He's like, I forgot a rose. Gotta go grab that.
I know. Because in my season, there was a pregnancy test that they teased in the promo, but it was never addressed in the actual season.
I just saw a clip. I just saw it now for the first time. Easton in the studio showed me. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. I just want to know, is he running after someone or away from someone?
I like to think that he's trying to, like, just escape the bachelor.
Yeah, I felt like he was running away.
Yeah, but I bet you in reality he was trying to go after someone because that's just, you know, more Colton, I'm sure.
So after this promo, what are your takeaways coming into the season? Like, what do you think this season's going to feel like? Is he happy? I mean, there was no happiness to that
promo.
There was no love to that promo. Do you think he's happy? Sadie, that was the first time you've seen it.
Yeah.
What's your initial reaction? Is the boy happy?
The boy is not, but the man in the end is.
Ooh, Sadie, you're good.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what I'm saying. Ashley, I know you've dissected it. Do you think Colton's happy?
I think he is happy, but not based on the promo, but based on what I've heard from other sources.
What have you heard?
Well, this is not a spoiler podcast, but
I know, so there you go.
Ashley,
yeah,
you've heard
I have
that
heard.
Colt is a happy man.
I think so.
He fell in love?
We don't know.
I think he's going to be in the Olympics, but otherwise.
Yeah,
he's got some athletic prowess.
He's like, he has a Chris Soules body. Doesn't he have a Chris Soules body?
Oh, good call on that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
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 Speaking of Chris Soules, we'll move on here to Chris Soules. But just to end that, Colton's promo is out. It's going to be a massive season. We're going to start hyping it up, talking about it now. I do think it's going to be one of the most vulnerable seasons of all time. I'm on it, by the way. So if
what?
You want to watch me ever again, just
Humble
tune in.
Brag. I like it.
I'm
I'll
in.
Show
Let's
up a couple times. I'll show up a
You're
couple
in
times.
You're in a couple times? A
couple times. Little secrets.
All
we'll
right,
find
well,
out.
Guys,
just watch
I mean,
every
he
week.
Just, he's my source.
I'm not the source. Hey, Chris Soules trial update. Amy or Ashley, I know you've dug into this. What's going on?
Okay, so Chris Soules, of course, we know the trouble that he got into about a year and a half ago when there was a tractor accident. He pled guilty recently to, I believe it was vehicular manslaughter, and he's awaiting his sentencing, which can be up to 2 years in prison, and that will occur in January.
He's entered a conditional guilty plea regarding the 2017 car crash that left one person dead. So obviously there...
What does that mean now, Amy?
Basically, I'm not a lawyer, but I think they lower the charges so that he pleads guilty. It's basically a plea deal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all know he did it. Like, everybody knows that he did it. So, of course, he's going to plead guilty to it.
According to his written conditional guilty plea submitted to the Iowa District Court, the aggravated misdemeanor charge carries a maximum penalty of imprisonment of not more than 2 years, a fine of not more than $6,250, and a minimum penalty of a fine plus a suspended jail sentence or a deferred judgment. So they're trying to work out a plea deal is my sort of takeaway.
Yeah. It's all very sad.
It's all very sad from all ends. But that's the update on Chris. Moving on to some brighter news. We just talked about Colton, wondering if he's happy or not. We don't have a confirmed yes or no on that. This is all our assumptions. But his last fling before the show, Tia Booth, has announced that she has a new boyfriend. In my opinion, team, Sadie, if you haven't seen it yet, I would recommend you pull up Instagram, look at Tia's Instagram.
Yeah.
And while
he
you
has
do
a
that,
Colton look.
He has a Colton look. He looks just like the man, doesn't
he? He has a Colton look. Yes.
I'm looking this up. I have to see.
I knew that was coming out of your mouth.
I knew. I looked at it. I said, this guy, in a lot of ways, looks like Colton. Now, granted.
Oh, she's got a type, people.
Yeah.
She's got a type.
Wow.
Now, Colton has never been more attractive to me, attracted in my eyes.
You're not attracted to him?
No, I am.
Okay.
But when he jumped that fence, it did something to me. So I don't. So now this Tia's new boyfriend has a lot to gain. But Tia has a new boyfriend. She seems really happy. Here's my takeaway. She's definitely promoting this new boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, a little. Yeah. I mean, she came out about him and the way he looks like Colton right before the promo came out.
Yeah, the timing. It's not.
So, team, I have something to break down real quick. This is in my research for this episode. Tia is one of the most loved and liked characters from Bachelor Nation over the last couple
and
years.
She has great hair.
Great hair.
Right?
Beautiful girl.
Those new extensions, damn man, look great.
Yeah.
Really did a tremendous job being vulnerable and walking through this process. Here's something that's crazy to me, though. And Ashley, I think you'll be able to be the expert on this. I was looking last night at some of the pictures of her boyfriend. Her pictures get so many likes. She's getting like 114,000 likes per picture. That's more than anybody else really gets in Bachelor Nation. Is that just, and even her hair picture got that without
Wait a
the boyfriend.
Second. Let me see.
Is that, it's wild.
She has great hair.
Wait, okay,
she, the is hair it the hair? Is her hair that good that it's pulling 100?
Crap.
Right?
I got to go to the Habit Salon.
I know. Isn't it in Arizona?
Can I ask a question? This is, and I'm not accusing her of this in any way. I just know this when I look at Instagram. Can you buy likes?
Yeah, of course. I know a bachelor person who
I see that on people because
likes. I won't call him out though.
I won't name names, but I see people that do like a regular post and it has a certain amount of likes, and then they do a sponsored post and it has like 80,000 likes, and I'm like,
and
that
how do other people like
fishy.
Not see it? It's just weird.
So here's what I saw, and you guys have to help me out here. I'm really asking this question. I know she's loved, and she has beautiful hair, and I don't know if T is. I really was shocked. Her picture with a friend gets 31,000 likes. A picture of her with good hair, 113,000 likes.
No, that makes 100%.
That's not that's, normal. That makes 100%. Weird.
No, that makes sense. Friend pictures do so badly. If you include a friend that Bachelor Nation doesn't know in your picture, they hate it.
Nobody like the kiss of death? Why is that?
No, you can look at mine.
Why is that? No new friends. No,
we cannot have friends.
My average is 58,000 likes, but the one that I posted with my friends, 34,000.
Well, here's the thing. Anytime I post about charity, nothing. Yeah. Like a third of what it, people, come on, just double tap. It takes you a second. It's for a good cause. Anyways, Tian Booth has a new boyfriend. It's a big deal. Her social media is blowing up about it.
Her social media is fantastic. She has high engagement and it seems very natural.
And gray hair. We'll just end it there. She has beautiful hair. We're happy for Tia. Good for her. We're going to move into a little darker news now. This has been a conversation or a storyline that's kind of sat over Bachelor Nation really since JoJo's season. We knew when Jordan Rogers was announced as a cast on JoJo's season that the family was going to be involved, but it continues to be involved. And it's continued to be involved up until this week. Sadie, I don't know if you're up to date on this, and if you're not, I know Ashley's dug deep. Ashley, what is going on?
All right, so you guys, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and Jordan Rodgers' brother, a strange brother, tweeted something about the importance of helping the people affected by the fires in California. He is a Californian, and his hometown area, has been devastated by the fires. So he tweeted something, a link to donate, I believe. And then Jordan and his brother, the third brother, called Aaron out, basically, saying, "You haven't even called your parents to check up on them and how they're doing." Can you believe?
Is that what we call a clap back?
That is a clap back. And man, you guys, I'm judging Aaron Rodgers so hard.
Oh, you're Team Jordan here. Sadie, what are you?
I'm so Team Jordan.
I just feel like there's so much more to this that we don't know. And I doubt that he didn't send some sort of text or something.
No, he didn't.
No, nothing?
He doesn't talk to them. I need to know what's going on because I respect their privacy.
Right, right.
But like, what in the world did your parents do so badly to you that you grew up to become one of the most wealthy, powerful, successful athletes, and you can't even check on them when the fires are affecting their area?
Did Aaron write back? Did he say anything back?
He never addresses them.
I'm team, should this all be in the public eye? It's
right.
So weird
keep
to me.
Keep it
shouldn't
private.
Shouldn't this be private?
Well, yeah, but, you know, Aaron did tweet it. So if you're going to tweet it, you're kind of opening up the can of worms.
True.
But... And I have no clue the backstory of this. And I've honestly try to keep up on these stories. This has been one that kind of slipped my mind. You don't know how angry Jordan is either. Like, what if this is just a constant thing that's happening? We don't know. But all of a sudden, Jordan feels like he needs to say something publicly. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, this is typically something you hold very close to your chest. But for him to finally say something about this means that this has been kind of stirring up for a while, I think.
Yeah, something Jordan never wanted on The Bachelor to never be a storyline, and he just did it. He clapped back because it infuriated him enough.
He clapped
it
back.
It made me go, yikes.
Yeah, speaking of clapping, our final piece of Bachelor news is that this last season of Dance with the Stars, we obviously knew Joe, the grocer, no longer grocer, was on it. He brought in friends Nick Wells and Eric and Dean to be on the finale with him. They were all clapping pretty hard. I thought they did average. I thought they were average.
Yeah.
But you can check that out. And finally, I have a big announcement. One of my dreams is to be on Hoda and Kathy Lee. And tomorrow,
they are
I can do it.
No,
I get to do it. Yeah, I'm on. Listen to this. No, this is the big deal. I'm not just on one episode. I'm on three different times over the next month with them. I don't know why. I haven't figured it out
yet.
That's great. Congratulations.
That's insanely huge.
Huge. So Wednesday, I'm flying to New York tomorrow. Make sure you check it out Wednesday. I'm going to be sitting on a guys tell all panel talking about everything from dating to life to whatever. And I'm keeping the stash. Sadie, I know you're wondering. I have a mustache right now. For
I
Movember,
love it. I'm all about it.
Good. Thank you. It's good.
I think it's bringing you luck. Look what's happening. The lucky stash.
Congratulations. I love Kathy Lee and Hoda. And did you know that our executive producer of The Bachelor, Long Gale, was also on that show today?
I saw that this morning. He did great. He was so funny. Kathy Lee asked him to go to Israel with him.
This was about her. This was about Elon's calendars.
His book.
No, his book. You're Not That Great. And neither is anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. He was great.
Yeah, so make sure you check out Elon on the Today Show. I'll be on there Wednesday. Almost Famous, we love you. We're what, less than a month and a half away, really, from Colton's very first episode. It was announced it's on January 7th, but we ain't stopping. We're going to be putting out podcasts from then till now. Sadie, we really want to say thank you. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us. You've been awesome.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
Well, we really appreciate it. Ashley, as always, your voice is like butter. and keep being you. But just remember, Ashley, before we go, what you say carries a lot of weight. And so as you're out there promoting these products, make sure you mean them, because my mother might just be purchasing them for the holidays.
Hey, I know, speaking of, but purchasing that one, product, it wasn't a sponsored thing at all. I just was freaking obsessed with that.
Speaking of sponsored products, we really believe in all of our sponsors. Let me tell you about them and say a quick thank you. Blue Apron, get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/almostfamous. Movement Watches, that's MVMT.com. Get 20% off today during Movement's Black Friday Cyber Monday sale when you head to movement.com/almostfamous. Quip, keep your mouth clean. Go to getquip.com/famous right now. You get your first refill pack for free. Thread up. Sadie says she talks about fashion. So do we. Sign up now. You'll get an extra 30% off your first order at threadup.com/almostfamous30. And finally, the one that carries the weight. We'll see if when I go home for the holidays, mother of mine has it laying on the counter. Hers. Get a trial month of the customized acne kit from Hers for $20 when you go to forhers.com/almostfamous20. With that, Sadie, follow along here. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
I've been Sadie.
We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, that was very sexy.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.